Hello and welcome to the SEO podcast with me, Andy Kinsey. Have you ever wondered how to predict when the next Google update is coming along and where to find information about previous updates such as the 2 in December, the link update and the helpful content update? In this podcast, we're going to discuss exactly that information. So, without further ado, let's kick off with how to predict when those updates are coming along. Now, you might think it's a thing of mystery, but actually, there are three websites that I use every single day of the week to look as to whether there is an update happening or is likely to happen in the near future. Now, these websites track search results pages on Google across thousands and thousands of websites to see whether there are movements across those results, but lots and lots of keywords and features on those search results. And those features can be things like maps, the people also ask features, the knowledge graph, etc., etc. And even the number of results on a page or the adverts on a page. Now, these three websites do different things and they track things in different ways, which is why it's important to look across all three of them to see actually is a update incoming or is it actually already happening? Because by looking at all three, you can see whether something is being tested or something is being rolled out. So the first one of these is Moz or Mozcast. Now, Moz, you may have heard of, it's a popular website where you can learn about SEO on their blog and in their videos, but also it has a tool for checking how your website is doing. It's one of the popular domain authority checkers, but if you go to moz.com/mozcast, it gives you basically a weather forecast of the things it checks. So, for instance, the big thing for me is it checks all the features across the results it's checking. So, it's checking every single search feature it knows of, and it gives you the 90-day checks that it does. So it's checking every single day across millions of websites. So featured snippets, videos, etc., etc. And it'll tell you whether there's an update in that area. It'll tell you whether there's an update on domain authority, whether there's a domain on what it calls the Big Ten, which is the 10 blue links on the page. Now, of course, the big thing that it does is if you read the weather forecast, it gives a temperature to it, and the higher the temperature or the more stormy it is, the more likely there is to be a Google update happening. Now, today's weather forecast, I think it said, was 92 degrees Fahrenheit, and this tends to indicate anything above, I think, is 90. Is there is testing going on, in my experience. Anything above about 110 tends to mean something is changing or rolling out. The next website is SEMrush's Sensor, and this differs by, instead of looking at features, it looks at website category. So you can pick it by news, by automotive, by health, for instance. And it allows you to see, and also by country. So it's a little bit more independent and you can see what's happening in your industry and in your country, because obviously Google doesn't roll things out en masse, and it might be testing something in a particular area. And again, it's a little bit more specific. And you can find the SEMrush sensor at semrush.com/sensor. And the important thing about sensor is it's, again, it's a daily checker of millions of websites, but it's built on so much data, and obviously the more people that are using SEMrush, the more data it'll get. But it's basically saying it has a scale of what is normal, what is abnormal, and what is very high. And this data is then used to say, actually, this is very, very high, and it renormalizes over time because obviously Google is changing all the time. But what is very high means something is changing. Now, the important thing with the SEMrush sensor is because they renormalize data, things such as news, which was renormalized several times during COVID, I saw. Actually, they've renormalized that again since, because during COVID, lots of re-ranking went on as lots of news websites popped up around COVID and misinformation websites. So they actually, Google's combating those. So the news section was constantly in flux, whereas now things have settled down a little bit. That's now not so much the case, and you'll see it classed as normal again. And you'll find that in lots of different websites and lots of different niches. The final website is a little bit less nuanced, but you can see some of the websites and how they're tracked through on the .com side. It's called Algaroo, Algoroo.com. And as you can guess by the name, it's an Australian site, so you can also see so you can see google.com on that and .com.au, I think it is, the Australian version of Google. And you can see how they track through, where the latest updates are, and anything that's orange or red signifies they believe there's fluctuations in the market, how high those fluctuations are. And according to that, you can then say, actually, I think there's likely to be some updates today in the market, or that actually there is something coming along. So, and as I say, you match all three websites to your market, or you match it to specific, say, two of them. So Algaroo and Moz are showing similar results today. So actually, I would say Google's probably testing something more broadly today rather than it's not doing. And so it'll be interesting to see if there is an update coming in the next few days, because we've not really seen an update in January specifically that they've confirmed. Now, talking about confirmations, we move on to our next bit, which is where you can go to find information about either confirmed updates or unconfirmed updates that people like myself or the industry as a whole are talking about. So there are two types of places you can go to. You can, or three, I should say. There are podcasts and YouTube, which we'll come back to in a second, or there are blogs and industry blogs and websites, which are a great resource if you've got the time to go and consume them, but ideally use them as a reference point to go back and go, actually, what was this update? And they kind of stay there for a long time and you don't have to spend 15, 20 minutes going back to or going back through listening. So the four websites that, or five websites, I would say you should keep on your bookmarks are Search Engine Journal and Search Engine Land. These two websites are kind of in a similar vein. They are newsy blog type websites where you won't just get the latest search engine news, but they will break down news from the latest algorithms. They will take it from various forums and Twitter and they've got industry experts there who will break down exactly what the update is and the latest trends sometimes, and say, actually, this is how this update is changing things. What they won't do is tell you specifically how it can apply to your industry. Systrix will give you a breakdown of in a timeline fashion, and also, again, in a similar way to Search Engine Land and Search Engine Journal, will tell you some more technical details. You then have Moz's algorithm history, or Search Engine Update history, I can't remember which one it's called. And basically, this is, again, it's another timeline, but it goes much further back, and it's basically a much more user-friendly way of getting all the information that you could ever want about an update, whether that's Panda going back years, Penguin going back years. And it's basically a way of saying, actually, I think I've been hit by this update that someone's told me about many years ago. Let me go and understand what that is. And finally, in terms of websites, there is Google Search Ranking Updates, which is a part of their Google Developer Documentation. Now, what I would say is don't be scared by the name. It is basically a list of all their updates and when they're rolled out. Use it as a reference point to tally up with your analytics, and if you saw an increase, a rapid increase or a rapid decline in your analytics, you can try and match it up with that. And I would say do the same with Moz or Systrix. Now, that's how I would use it as kind of a layman. And then you can go, actually, so that's what it is. And then you go and match up again with Search Engine Land and go, right, so this was the update from December the 5th. Okay, so this is this update, Search Engine Land, tell me more about it. And then once you've got that basic understanding, you move on to the next step, which is YouTube and podcasts. Now, YouTube and podcasts, there's several ways you can go about it. You can do a search and you'll come up with a million and one videos on December's Google updates, January's Google updates. They won't all give you adequate flavour as to what those updates were. And actually, a lot of it is clickbaity spam, honestly. And if you've ever done that search, you will find that out quickly. The two or three big resources I go to on YouTube are the channels of Rusty Brick. This is a guy called Barry Schwartz. He is the Google News and Google algorithm go-to for everything. Honestly, if you don't follow his channel, go and give him a subscribe right now, and you will get all the latest news from Google every single week. He puts out a video about news. He's one of the reasons I try not to do just Google News, and if I do Google News, I try not to do it in a way that steps on his videos, because he is the Google News king. This next one is Google Search Central, which is basically your Google Search Console videos. But they answer specific questions coming from users. And finally, you've got two others. You've got Nilay Patel, who doesn't particularly talk about algorithm updates, but he talks around them probably a month or two later. I'm always a bit wary of mentioning Nilay Patel because he gets a bad rap in the industry, and he's many a times got a bad rap from me for various reasons, which I won't go into. And the final one is Google out of office hours podcast / video, and this is where Google engineers, Google search liaison get together, have a chat about what's coming up in Google and what has happened. Now, this is often clipped by people, but it's also often talked about search engine land, search engine journal, and what you'll find is that actually little snippets of it will work perfectly for you if you can find them there. Often the videos are half an hour to 2 hours long. If you've got that long, great. If not, stick it on your headphones during lunch. You will pick up the most amazing things that actually apply to your website. Sometimes they may go off on tangents about technology that just doesn't apply to your website. My advice is to read the show notes or read the comments before you watch the videos, because honestly, not every video on the out of office will apply to you, specifically stuff like server technology. It might not apply to you if you're wanting to know something quite specific. The other thing with out of office that's really, really good is they do them in lots of languages, not just English. So I know for a fact there's German, French, Japanese, Chinese. You can go out and listen to them in any language you want, and they're not just translations, they're actual engineers speaking in those languages. So it's actually Google communication in those languages, and you can get something really decent from them. And of course, there's this podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast if you're not already doing so. Leave us a review if you're listening to the actual podcast, and smash the like button if you're not doing already. Big thank you to listening. And also, one final thing. Over on Amazon, we've launched a new book. It's not the biggest, fancy-danciest book. It's a coming together of probably about 15 to 20 articles we've written over the past 10 years. It's 10,000 words long. It's the beginner's guide to SEO. Now, I'm dyslexic. There's probably typos in there. As I say, it's not the most fancy book, but it's £2.50. If you want to support this podcast and help keep it going, head over and search for either My Name Andy Kinsey or look for The Beginner's Guide to SEO. It's got a big orange front cover, and as I say, it's called The Beginner's Guide to SEO. It costs £2.50. Thanks very much for listening. I'll see you soon.